Yo, it's time for sports. And as usual, NPR's Tony Cox spoke with New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden. The NFL recently cracked down on its athletes' bad behavior both on and off the field. The league's new zero-tolerance policy reminded Tony of fed-up broadcaster Howard Beale in the 1976 film classic Network.
So, Bill, here's what I've been thinking. This comes to mind, my cliche. We're mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore. Sounds like Roger Goodell and his new NFL conduct policy.
Yeah, this was very stunning, Tony. I mean, last week will be recognized as the shot that was heard around the world in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of the most shocked people in the world was Pac-Man Jones. Not in a million years did he think that he would not be playing football this season.
Right. Let's tell everybody he's a Tennessee cornerback who, well, tell him what he did.
Yeah, Pac-Man Jones, what didn't he do? Pac-Man Jones is an outstanding NFL cornerback for the Tennessee Titans. And the latest, not atrocity, but he's had several brushes with the law, maybe only one conviction, I think, if that. But during the NBA weekend, there was an altercation in a club. I think there was a shooting.
Absolutely, there was.
Somebody lost their life. Now, he wasn't directly involved in it, but what the NFL is saying is that just the mere fact that you were kind of in the middle of it is enough to bring shame on the league and dishonor on yourself. And
so what was the penalty that Goodell slapped on him?
Pac-Man Jones' penalty, he cannot play. He will not be able to play football this season.
For the whole year. That's right.
He was suspended with no pay for the year. And Chris Henry for the Cincinnati Bengals received an 8-game suspension.
That's half the season.
Yeah, that's half the season. Now, what a lot of people are already bringing up, Chris Henry, I believe, was convicted 3 times. Pac-Man, I believe, was only convicted once. But he's getting a stiffer sentence because of the appearance of what he did.
Well, what I've heard them say is that this isn't a court of law. And you don't have any right to play in the NFL. It's a privilege, and that we are going to conduct our own version of justice, separate and apart from whatever may happen in the criminal justice system.
Which, you know, and to be honest, Tony, I mean, I think I've got some problems with that. I mean, I don't have problems with the rules changing, the rules of conduct changing in professional sports or even across the board. I do think the idea of they're saying that, well, even if you're exonerated, even if there's no court of law, we could take stern action. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you may be just out on the street and somebody decides to pick a fight with you. What do you do? And maybe you're in the middle of it and your team finds out and says, you know what, you shouldn't have been there. I just think that right now we're reacting somewhat emotionally about a lot of stuff. And I do believe that it's time for us as a nation to get back to basics in terms of how we treat each other, how we refer to each other.
But Bill, the Players Association, they're in support of this. They're saying, you know, it's time that these guys have been misbehaving time after time after time after time.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing. It's impacting the bottom line, and we've had enough of it. And this is it.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people want to get rid of Gene Upshaw, too, because the perception is that he does not take care of his flock. Trust me. You will never, ever, ever see anything like this happen with Major League Baseball. Trust me.
And why not? Why not?
Well, because the Major League Baseball Players Association is a players first association. They will deal with stuff case by case by case, but they will not allow the league to all of a sudden lump all the players in and say, listen, you know, we're embarrassed by actions of 5 people, and because of the actions of 5 people, we're going to put the entire, you know, 2,000 people, how many ever baseball players there are, we're going to put everybody on notice.
But in baseball, do you have, honestly, do you have this kind of behavior taking
Tony,
place?
Tony, yes, you've had stuff in baseball. You've had guys involved in rape. You've had guys involved in drug possession. You know, Dwight Gooden is in prison. But Major League Baseball has an ironclad union, and they say we will deal with stuff by a case-by-case basis, but there will be none of this lumping everybody in. Tony, when you talk about the National Football League and all those players, you're only talking about a few people who are getting in trouble. You're not talking about the majority of people who are getting in trouble.
So this policy then will only affect those people who are getting in trouble, right?
I'm just saying that the emotion of an immediate situation is one thing, but you always have to be wary of the larger implications. I want to send a message to a lot of people in professional sports that the bar is being raised. And what you did 2 years ago, you can't do today. But I do not want to legitimize a witch hunt.
Well, it's going to be interesting because the reactions have been largely supportive of the NFL's new conduct policy so far, but it's still early. And some of the people who have lost their or are in trouble of losing, you know, their earnings for the coming year are looking at what kind of avenues they have to address this situation. So
well, Pac-Man is going to appeal, so we will see.
It will be interesting to see what happened. But it is even more interesting, I think, that last week was a particularly interesting one, as I let you go, that the confluence of events that came together between IMUS, between the NFL policy, a very interesting week in sports it was. We'll see what happens this week. See you, Bill.
Hey, Tony, take care.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with our regular sports commentator, William C. Roden. Roden is a New York Times sports columnist and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Tribulations of the Black Quarterback.